Shemis Mizrachis. What do they do with the southeast side? He lishcha shoy oisim bo lechem aponim. This was the room that they used to make the lechem aponim there. Mizrachis Shemis. What do they do with the east north side? Bo gonzu beis chashmenoi. There the beis chashmenoi hid avne mizbech, the stones from the mizbech sheshiktsun malchei oivdik echogim, that the goyim used for their avodah zorah, like Rashi says. Sheiktiru oleho la'avodas kechogim, they used it to be marked avodah zorah on those stones. But midush of now Rashi explains what's the question now, that ketoni balesh chasat loyim shuba marov is jeroimis. This is the theory here in the Mishnah in Masechta Midas. It says that where was the room they had the korbanos for the korban atomid? It was on the marov is jeroimis, not like it said before in marov is tzvoinis. Vayta tzvoinis marovis. Oh, here now the Mishnah says in Midas, what did they do on the northwest side? Bo yorgin lebeis tefillah. That was a room they had the beis hamikvah there. They went down to the tefillah there. So the kitzel, we have a stira mishnayis in between mesech the tomid and mesech the midas. So Gemara answers, Omar Rav Huna, man tan the midas. You know who the stam mishnah of midas is? It's not a stam mishnah like to ask this question a stira in the two mishnayis in, but rather midas, it goes according to a yochid. It's Reb Lezer ben Yaakov. It goes according to Reb Lezer ben Yaakov. So now there's no stira anymore. The Stam Mishnah in Tomid, that's the Stam Mishnah that Rabbeinu HaKadosh made. Here, the Mishnah in Midas goes according to a Yochanan, according to Reb Lezer ben Yaakov. And then Echnami, Reb Lezer ben Yaakov holds that where was the Lishcha, that they kept the animals for the Korban HaTomid, it was only Marovis Droimis. It was the west, south side. The Tanan, we learned like this. Now we're going to prove that the Mishnayis in the Midas go according to Reb Lezer ben Yaakov. The Tanan, we learned in Midas, there's another Mishnah that says, Ezras Noshim Hoysa Oirech Meya Ushloishim V'chomesh Al Roichev Meya Ushloishim V'chomesh. Has the Ezras Noshim, that was the first Azor in the Beis HaMikdash, that was not Machna Shechina, that was only Machna Leviya. It was 135 Amos long and 135 Amos wide. The Arbo Lishchoyis Hoyu Badalad Mikzoyseho. On the four corners of the Ezras Noshim, there were four small rooms called Lishchoyis. Now, Mahoyu Mishamshus, what do they do with those four rooms on the four corners of the Ezras Noshim? Now explains that and this is not the same four rooms we're talking about before. Before we were talking about the four rooms on the side of the Beis Hamukkad. Now we're talking about the four rooms on the side of the Ezras Noshim. Like it says, on the four sides of the Ezras Noshim, it says there was Mahoyu Mishamshus, Droimis Mizrochis, the south, east side, he hoys the lishkos hanazirim. That was the lishka, the room where the nazirim on Nozir came. Shesham nazirim of Ashle Meshal Mehem. There the nazirim used to cook up their korban shlamim. O megalchin sarin. There they used to shave off their hair. O meshalchin tachasadud. That was the mitzvah. They used to put the hair underneath the dud when they were burning their korban shlamim. Mizrochis tzvoinis. What do they do with the east, north side? He hoys the lishkos diraitzim. That was the room where they used to keep store the wood for the marocho. Sheshom kahanim abali mumin. There they would have a kohen that's a bal mum that is not allowed to do the regular avoda, but checking out the wood he was allowed to do. So endem used to stand there. Umasliyim veitzim. They used to look to check out the wood to see if there's any worms inside the wood. Why? Shekol eitz sheyesh boi talas. Any wood that has talas has worms inside it. The locher is posel agabi mizbeich. We're not allowed to use this wood for the Mizbeach. So therefore, they had to have Kohanim check them out to make sure there was no worms in the wood. So this Lishka, where they stored the wood and where they checked them out, was on the Mizrachis Tzvoinis. Tzvoinis, my brothers, what did they do with the northwest side? He hoysa Lishkas HaMetzaroyim. That was Lishka, the room where the Metzora used to go. So Rashi says, Lishkas HaMetzaroyim. The Farsha Pirkin, the Lekamon, we'll learn about it later. Shesham HaMetzaroyim Tevlin Bishmini. There the Metzora used to go to the Mikvah B'Tevol on the 8th day, Letarosam, Kishaboyin Lahach Neshideim Lebohinis. When they used to bring their hands, their thumbs inside. His apple pisha tovim meberev. Even though they table before Shkia, still they were table again on the 8th day. Marov is Droimis. What was the purpose of the Lishcha, this room, on the Marov Droimis side, on the west south side? Is Omer Reb Lozer ben Yaakov Shechachti. Reb Lozer ben Yaakov says, I forgot what exactly they did with that room. Ma hoise mishamoshes. What did they do with that room? Now, since Reb Lezer ben Yaakov at the end says he forgot what they did with this room, it's mashma that this Stam Mishnah in Midas goes according to Reb Lezer ben Yaakov. Like he is the Tan of this Mishnah. And when he's finishing off this mishnah, he himself is saying he forgot exactly what did they use in that room in this lishcha. Until Abishol came and told him that bo ho you noisten yayin v'shemen. There in that room they used to store the wine and the oil. V'hoisen ikras lishchas beis shamnoi. Its name therefore was called beis shamnoi, like from the name of yayin and shemen. So Abkitza, this tam mishnah midas goes according to Reb Elezer ben Yaakov, like we see over here, and therefore was no stira before between the mishnah in Tomer and the mishnah in midas, because they're going according to two different mandiyomim. Rashi says, Amar Reb Elezer ben Yaakov shachachti, Michlal etziraya deresh Reb Elezer ben Yaakov komol, he's the one that said it. So that tomorrow, hochinami mistarva, I'll bring you another raya also, that a stam mishnah in midas goes according to Reb Elezer ben Yaakov. Why? Titnan, we learned another mishnah in midas that kol hak solim shehoyu shom hoyu gvoyin, all the walls of the Beis Hamikdash, even though they had like an entrance in that wall, but on top of the entrance, like we'll soon see, every entrance was 20 yamas tall and 10 yamas wide. But on top of the entrance, after it was 20 yamas tall, there was a wall, like the wall went straight up even above the Pesach, the entrance to the entrance. So kol haksalim, all the walls of the Beis Hamikdash, shoyu shom hoyu gvoyim, were very high, even more than 20, 40, 50 yamas high. Chutz, except mikaisol mizrochi. The only wall that wasn't so high was the outside wall around the Har HaBayis on the Mizrach side. That was like the entrance going into the Beis Hamikdash. Why was that wall not so tall? Like why on top of the Pesach there was no wall on the top of it? Shehakoyin hasaref esaporo. Because the Kohen that went to burn the Porah Duma, I made Bahara Mishcha. The din of the Porah Duma, the Shchit even, was not done in the Beis Hamikdash, but used to carry it, take it to the Har HaZeisim, to the Har HaMishcha, and over there the Kohen would make the Shchita, and then he would take the Dam and be Zurich the Dam, Kineged the Pischa Shal Heichel. Like it says, that Shekohen HaSarif HaSaporo, I made Bahara Mishcha, O Mechadein V'Roye Kineged Pischa Shal Heichel. When he would make the zrikas now, he would look from the Har HaZeisim and be mechaven as if to say he sees straight through the Beis Hamikdash up until the Pesach Shel Heichel. That's the way he could see. Because the Har HaMishcha was on the east side of the Beis Hamikdash. Now you look straight through the Pesach, which is on the Mizrach side of the Beis Hamikdash, you could see straight through the Pesach of the Har HaBayis. Then the Pesach to the Ezra's Noshim, to the Ezra's Yisrael, to the Ezra's Kahanim, they were all straight through. One Pesach was Mechubi Kenega the next Pesach. Up until the Pischa Shel Heichel. B'Shas HaZoyis Adam. At the time when he was sprinkling the dam from the Parah Duma, he would be able to be Mechavan to see straight through all these Pesachim. Like Rashi says, Titznan, Kolak Solim, V'loi Motzis Mukmasu Elek Reb Elezer Ben Yaakov. We'll soon see that this Tam Mishnah Midas can only come out good according to Reb Elezer ben Yaakov. We'll soon see why. So the Mishnah there says is Kol Hak Solom Shoyosham, means Bechol Binyoni Harabayis, and all the binyan, all the building of Harabayis. Hoye Gvoyin Harbi, each wall was very tall. Noid Akshehoye Kol Psochim Shebhem Gvoyim Chofamo. Every Pesach, every entrance was 20 yamas high. Levad Mima Shalha Psochim, excluding the topness, like the wall went much further up. Harbi Noid. Chutz Mikoisom Mizrochi. Only the bottom entrance, Hu Atachton L'Ragli Har HaBayis, that was at the bottom of the Har HaBayis, Sheboy Nichnosum L'Chayil, from this to like the opening to the Har HaBayis, the Pesach Har HaBayis, that from there you went into the Chayil, Shlefnei Ezras Noshim, that the Chayil was in between this Chayimah around the Har HaBayis, and in between the Ezras Noshim, the first Azara, was the Chayil. Then Uminachayan Nichnosum Ezras Noshim, from the Chai you go into the Ezras Noshim, that's really part of the Beis Hamikdash. Um, Ezras Noshim, Ezra Gedolah. If we end Ezras Noshim, then you go into the big Ezra, which was already the Machne Shechina. Now, what was the purpose here? Shekoyin Asarif Asaporim. Oyimid Bahara Mishcha Hu Har HaZeisim, Rashi says. That's the Har HaZeisim. Asher Al Pnei Yerushalayim, Mikedim, Apnei HaKoyin Lamaruf. That it was facing on the east side of Yerushalayim, and the Koyin stood facing towards Maruf, so he was facing towards the Beis Hamikdash. O Mischaven Veroyim, Miyal Goyva Rosh HaKoysel, Derech HaShorim, O Shelefnim Heimenu, Pischa Shel Heichel. When he was standing on top of the Har HaZeisim, he was able to see through the top of the Koysel, straight through to the Pesach Shel Heichel. Kishumaz Bidam, when he was spritching the dam, Kedersil, like the Pesach says, V'hizo El Noicha Pnei Oyamoyit. Now this explains now. If the outside wall, the Mizrach wall around the Harabayis, would have been very high up, even though each entrance is right, mechuvin, straight in front of the other one, zeh shar habayis keneged shar yezras noshim, v'shar yezras noshim keneged shar ha'azor ha'gedelom, v'shar ha'azor keneged pesach shel heichal, even though each entrance was right in front of the other one, l'hayochol iros, still the kohen standing on Har Zeisim will not be able to see straight through when the doors are open to pesach shel heichal. As pesach heichal, why not? The derech selefi shahar ha'lechu magbiyah. Because the Har HaBayis, where the Beis HaMikdash was, it was on top of a mountain, and the mountain went higher and higher. V'yerlat shekarka pesach heichol. Until by the time he got to the heichol all the way in, he knew how elevated it was. Goiva chof amo yoyse mikarkoi rag leHar HaBayis. It was more than 20 yamas high up than the beginning of the Har HaBayis. Now the nimtos, it comes out, the skupa heichol gevoya mimashka pesach Har HaBayis. So the skupa, like the stoop in front of the heichol, would be higher up, is 20 yamas higher than what it was at the beginning of the entrance to the Beis HaMikdash of the Pesach Har HaBayis. Lo yochol liras chalal pesach heichol derech chayse pesach. Therefore, just looking through the entrance to the Har HaBayis, you will not be able to see the Pesach to the heichol, because the Pesach to the heichol was more than 20 yamas elevated, higher than where the first Pesach was of the Har HaBayis. So now, bishleim of the first Pesach on the Har HaBayis, the Mizrach, there was no top part of the wall, like the wall on the sides only went up to 20 yamas, that's all. And on top, maybe there was a mashkif, and nothing more, the wall did not go higher up. So then the Kohen standing on the Har HaZeisim could look on top of the wall, on top of the Pesach, and then he could see straight through all the other Pesachim to see to the Heichel. But if by that first entrance on the bottom of the Har, by the Mizrach, on top of the Pesach would have a wall on top of the door entrance, there would have been a wall going straight up, then just looking through the Pesach, through the opening, he would not be able to see the Heichel, because the Heichel was elevated more than 20 yamas higher than the beginning of the Har. So that's why the Mishnah there in Midah says that this Kaisel on Mizrochi, the eastern wall of the Har HaBayis, was not tall. It was only a Pesach of 20 yamas high, and on top of the Pesach there was no wall at all. So you were able to see on top of the Har HaZeisim over the Pesach. Again, like Mar says, Vaita. Utanan, we learned also Mishnah in Midos that Kol HaPesachim Shoyu Shom, all the doors, all the entrances of the Beis Hamikdash, Kivoyim Esra Mama, was 20 yamas tall, V'Roichbon Esra Amas, and it was 10 amis wide. Utanan, we learned, Lefnim Mimenu Surik. When you come inside the Har HaBayis, the first thing you meet is there's a wall, a mechitza, like called the Surik. It was made out of woven pieces of wood. Utanan, we learned, Lefnim Mimenu, when you go inside the Surik, that's a chayil. That's the chayil, that's the place between this and the Ezra's Noshim. Now, the chayil itself was Esar Amis. It was 10 amis long. Ushtein esrei milus hayisham. There are 12 steps there. As when you come into the Pesach, into the entrance of the Har HaBayis, you go then through the Seirig, and then you come into the Chayil. Now the Chayil had 12 steps there to go up already. It was elevated, that ground, until you got to the Ezra's Noshim. Ushtein esrei milus hayisham. Now Rum Maila, each step was Chatziyama, was tall, high, a Chatziyama, Vishulcho Chatziyama, and it went indention, it went in further in a Chatziyama. So it comes out together, it was elevated so far 6 Amis. Since there were 12 steps, and each step was elevated a half of an Amma, it's 6 Amis elevated so far. Now, Tesvav Milas, there were another 15 steps further up, Oilas Mitoichoi, Hayordas Miezras Yisrael Yezras Noshim. Somebody wants to come down from Ezras Yisrael to Ezras Noshim, or else the other way, to go up from the Ezra's Noshim to the Ezra's Yisrael, there were 15 steps. Now, Rum Milo, each step was elevated, Chatziyama, half of an Amma. V'shulchan, it went in, it went further in, Chatziyama. So out of these 15 steps, how high was it? It was 7.5 Amas. So far we have 7.5 and 6 Amas before. That's 13.5 Amas so far was elevated. Utanan, we learn further, that ben ulam ulam mizbeach, from the ulam, and where the mizbeach was, there was chof beizama. This was in the big azara, machne shechin already, there were 22 amis, after the Mizbeach, before you got to the Ulam. Now, Shteim Etzroi Mailas Feisham. There were 12 steps there. Rum Maila, each step went up, Chatziyama, Veshilcha Chatziyama, and it went in a half of an Amma. So we have another 12 steps. That's another 6 or 6 Ammas tall. So far we have 13 and a half and 6 is 19 and a half Ammas. That's how much by the Heichel, that's how much the Heichel was elevated more than the beginning of the Har HaBayis. It was 19 and a half Ammas higher than the beginning of the Har HaBayis. Now, Utanan, so far there wouldn't be any, like, Akasha so far. So far we would not have to have the din of the first Pesach of the Mizrach to only be like 20 Ammas tall and nothing to be on top. Because even if we would have so far like a wall on top of the entrance, still, since the bottom entrance was 20 Yamas high, now 20 Yamas high, you would still be able to see the Pesach of the Heichel. Because at the beginning of the Pesach of the Heichel, the opening to the Heichel, it was only 19 and a half Amis elevated high. So you still have a half of an Amma that you could see. Like if the outside opening is 20 Yamas tall, you could still see the bottom half of an Amma of the Heichel. So far we would not have to have this din of the Mishnah in Tomei to say that outside Pesach, on the top of it, there can be nothing there. So why did the Mishnah say that Kaisel can't be tall? Because Vice Tzitzik goes according to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. Why? Because Zezul Tanan, we learned that Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Oimer, Milo Hoyse Shom. Yet Tanan, we learned that Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Oimer, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov says, Milo Hoyse Shom, there was another set of steps there. And Rashi says, Milo Hoyse Shom, the Oid be Ezras Yisroel, and the Ezras Yisroel, O Gvoya Amo, it was taller Amo, Viorka Baroichev Kol Hazara. Hear the what? The Gemara says, Utnan, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Oimer, Milo Hoyse Shom, O Gvoya Amo, was taller Amo, Veduchin Nosen Aleha. And on top of this platform, there was on this platform was the Duchin, that's the platform, that they used to Duchin, the Rashi says, Shalavim, Boni Ol Aleha, O Gvoya Amo Vechatzi. It was an Amo and a half tall, that Levim used to Duchin there. That used to sing their shir there. Uvoi shalosh milos. There it had 3 steps. Shel chatzi chatzah amma. Each step went up a half of an amma. So it's another amma and a half going up. So therefore the Gemara says now, Iyam with bishlemi Rav Elazar ben Yaakov. If you want to tell me right now that the Stam Mishnah of Midas goes according to Rav Elazar ben Yaakov, that there was another amma and a half here worth of steps, therefore hainu the ichsilei pischa. That's why, since the Heichel now was elevated 21 Amis higher than the beginning of the Har HaBayis. Therefore, the Ichsel Pischa, therefore, from the first entrance of the Mizrach, if it was only 20 Amis tall, but on top of that Pesach would have been the wall going straight up, you would not be able to see the Heichel. Because true, it was 20 Amis high, but the Heichel was 21 Amis elevated. So then, according to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, it comes out very good. Why we say that bottom wall on top of the Pesach, there was nothing there. It was not a high wall. Today that the Kohen standing on the top of the Har HaZeisim would be able to see on top of the entrance of the Shar Mizrach straight through to the Pesach, Shel Heichel. El Yarmid. But if you're going to tell me now, Rabbonin, that the Stam Mishnah in Midas goes according to Rabbonin, Ho'iko Palgo the Yamto. According to Rabbonin Shita, they don't have this extra Amr and a half worth of Milas by the Ezra Yisrael. Therefore, how many steps were there altogether? It was only elevated 19 and a half Amis. So therefore, there's still a half of an Amr that you would have been able to see from through the bottom Pesach of the Shar Mizrach. You would be able to see the Pesach of the Heichel. So why does the Stam Mishnah in Midas have to tell us that bottom Shar, the wall was not elevated? El Alav Shemamin, it's a raya that Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, that the Stam Mishnah Midas goes according to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, that there was another 3 steps there, another amma and a half elevated, so the Pesach of the Heichel was 21 amis above the Shar Mizrach of the Har HaBayis. Therefore, it's very good why the Mishnah says that Shar, the bottom entrance of the Pesach, the Mizrach side of the Har HaBayis, on top of the Pesach, there was no wall. Today, that the Kohen standing on the Har HaZeisim would be able to see on top of it straight through to the Pesach Shel Heichel. So the Gemara, Rav Ada bar Rav Roma, he wants to say maybe you have no raya. I tell you, Homani Rav Yehudi, maybe the Stam Mishnah of Midas goes according to Rav Yehudi Shita. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, we'll soon see it's also good why that Baron Pesach, there cannot be a wall on top of it. You don't have to say we go according to Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov. Maybe we go according to the Rabbonin, that really the Pesach Shel Heichol was only elevated 19 and a half amos. That's all. But still, we'll soon see why you could not see from the Pesach of the Mizrach, you will not be able to see even the bottom half amor of the Shar of the Pesach Shel Heichol. We'll soon see why not. Because we want to say now goes according to Rabbi Yehuda Shita. As the Gemara says here, the Tanya, like we learned, Rabbi Yehuda Oimer HaMizbeach. Where was the Mizbeach HaChitzon put? The Mizbeach was in the Azora Gedela. Where was the Mizbeach in the Azora? Rabbi Yehuda Shita was Mimutza V'Oimed B'Yemtza Azora. It was Mamish right smack in the middle of the Azora. That's where the Mizbeach was. Now Ushloishim Ushtayim Amos Hoyulo. The Mizbeach itself was 32 Amos wide. So where were these 32 Amos according to Rabbi Yehuda Shita? It's Eser Amos Kineged Pischo Shel Heichel. The Pesach, the opening to the Heichel, was 10 Amos wide. So the